rock and roll. It was very outstanding. They very physical, and they have some talented players on offense, but sounded like a bad turnover here or there, and a couple big plays by Cass City really was the difference, and then the second half they pulled away. But a great first half over there, and then just a situation where Cass City took over in the second half at home. But don't be surprised, I'm calling it here now, you might see a rematch come in the playoff time.
Tonight's presentation of the WLAW Sports Network is being presented by Thumb Sailor, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning, Moore Shoreline, DS Services of Cass City, Randy's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, Midnight Madison Kenneth Titer of Deckerville, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, and Sure, Better Health, Better Life. Are you sure? Well, on behalf of our entire WLAW Sports broadcast team, our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, Director of Ancillary Services, Sam Capling filling in for Kayla O'Neill, our Director of Social Media. In-game analysis, that is Dave Hansen, and I am Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast from Deckerville. I think all of the Eagles certainly did. 52-0 over the Lawrence Tigers in week number two. We continue our Sandlot County tour next week as we head further down Ruth Road, as we will find ourselves in Sandusky as the USA Patriots are in town there. On behalf of Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Sam Capling, and the entire WLAW Sports broadcast team, thank you for listening. We will see you next Friday. Have a great Labor Day. Wear that white when you can. So long.